This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, December 26th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. This Christmas, the President of the United States took the opportunity to send a message to the world through his Twitter account that included explicit reference to Christ and Isaiah 9:6.
And most importantly, we celebrate the miracle of Christmas. For Christians, we remember the story of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph that began more than 2,000 years ago. As the book of Isaiah tells us, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." This good news is the greatest Christmas gift of all.
Since his campaign last year, President Trump has announced his intention to bring back the greeting, Merry Christmas, since it has fallen into disrepute with American retailers. Former President George W. Bush offered a similar greeting to Trump's back in 2008, quoting from Luke 2:10-12. Last year, President Obama spoke of values that guide Christians, Muslims, unbelievers, and, quote, Americans of all backgrounds, end quote. Queen Elizabeth also took a moment to greet England on Christmas. Toward the end of her message, she noted that, quote, "We remember the birth of Jesus Christ, whose only sanctuary was a stable in Bethlehem. He knew rejection, hardship, and persecution, and yet it is Jesus Christ's generous love and example which has inspired me through good times and bad," end quote. But as Christians, let us remember the real reason he came, to save his people from their sins, Matthew 1:21. And Israel's president, Benjamin Netanyahu, issued a Merry Christmas greeting on his Twitter account yesterday as well. He invited Christian tourists to Israel and offered to serve as a tour guide in Christmas 2018. He spoke of our Judeo-Christian heritage and promised he would take tourists in the, quote, footsteps of Jesus, end quote. A Christian cult in Redding, California has taken up using tarot cards, or what they call, quote, destiny cards, end quote, as part of their ministry. The Bethel ministry noted in a blog post that they use the cards for members who want, quote, a prophetic word about their destiny, end quote. According to the Christ Alignment Company that produces the new Christianized tarot cards, they are drawing from, quote, the same divine energy of the Christ Spirit as ancient followers did and operate only out of the third heaven realm to gain insight and revelation, end quote. That's what I call spiritual mumbo-jumbo. Evangelist Franklin Graham gave an update on his father, Billy Graham, on Fox and Friends over the weekend. The 99-year-old evangelist is still healthy in mind, although slowing down physically. When asked about the legacy of his father's life, Franklin Graham said his life was about telling the world, quote, about a God that loves them and that is willing to forgive their sin if they're willing to repent, turn from their sin, and by faith to believe on the name of Jesus Christ that God would save them and heal their heart, and that they would have that hope for eternity of being with him in heaven, end quote. A secular evolutionist admitted that he was wrong about the possibilities of life developing by natural process. Professor Jack Szostak of Harvard University published a paper last year theorizing on how RNA might reproduce without the availability of essential enzymes. Darwinian evolutionists believe that RNA, a nucleic acid present in all living cells, contained some of the first molecules to form on the earth and gave rise to living things. But for that to happen, the RNA would have had to somehow reproduce on its own without requisite enzymes that would not have evolved yet. The professor told Retraction Watch, quote, "In retrospect, we were totally blinded by our belief in our findings. We were not as careful or rigorous as we should have been, and as Tivoli was, in interpreting these experiments," end quote. 2 Corinthians 4:4 explains that in their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Christians in Mosul, Iraq, celebrated Christmas for the first time in 3 years. The one remaining church was guarded by armed vehicles while the service took place, according to the BBC. Want to discover why it's important to celebrate the birth of Christ all year long? Stay tuned for a Worldview special report by Emily Swanson, featuring Bill Hyde, who produced the audio adventures based on several popular G.A. Henty novels. That's immediately following today's newscast. And finally, a little 12-year-old boy in Garland, Texas, stopped by to see the Santa at Bass Pro Shops and told him all he wanted for Christmas was his father's health and help for his father's medical bills. So the Santa agreed to pray for his father. He told KXAS-TV, quote, "I asked that the Lord would help him with the pain and that he would have enough joy in his heart to get through the pain." After the pic of the prayer with Santa went viral, the family's GoFundMe page, which we have linked in our transcript at theworldview.com, has raised $10,230 so far toward the $15,000 goal. As you know, the Worldview and Generations Ministries are committed to bringing a biblical worldview back to the news, to family life, and to the education of our children. We are grateful for your trust in the work we do. As the Lord has blessed you this year, please consider blessing this ministry with a much-needed year-end donation right now as we continue to declare Jesus as Lord over all. Go to theworldview.com/give. That's theworldview.com/give. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, December 26th in the year of our Lord, 2017, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report by Emily Swanson. The 12 days of Christmas have just begun, culminating on January 6th as we celebrate the arrival of the three wise men who followed a star to worship Jesus. The Worldview wants to exhort you to courageously share the joy of Christmas throughout the year. Bill Hyde of Heirloom Audio Productions explained to The Worldview that he produced a short film called The Lost Secrets of Christmas because he wanted to remind people of the depth of Christmas.
I thought I would do something that maybe had some depth to it instead of just, you know, something maybe a little different secular spin on our Lord's incarnation. The reason is there are so many rival philosophies and theologies in the world today. What I see is just our guys missing it. And we don't know who our rivals are. That's the issue. What is Christmas? What's the historicity? We've lost that. And we've also lost the nature of the implications of it.
Hyde said that he wanted Christians to remember that Jesus' incarnation affects every part of our lives.
The incarnation has implications for all areas of life, every sphere of influence. And I think that's where we're all trying to get to, a better understanding of that. And for the folks that get that, it's just another little bit of a clarion call. And for folks that don't get that, it's a great time to start paying attention to what's going on here.
Hyde said that he wants this to be a wake-up call for Christians to behold the wonder of Christmas.
When you see the contrast that's stark, I think it's easy to see what a wonderful thing it is that we have. But when you don't, you know, you just get over time, the rough edges of our life get smoothed out, and we just kind of go for traditions and things like that. And I think we're in that place. That's what breeds post-Christianity, is not the culture trying to do it. It's us slowing down, falling asleep, not caring.
Hyde said that Christians need to think about why Jesus' birth is so important to us in a culture that is increasingly against acknowledging God.
How far is the curse found? What do these blessings look like? And if you start to really dig there, if you know that you're a sinner, if you're a Bible banger and you're on this thing, right, and you read your Bible every day, you know where you fall short. It's not just dead, murder somebody, but this is a holy God, and he requires a lot of things from us. I think Americans tend to just ignore him. Now, you can't do that for long. He's been pretty patient, but we know history that he doesn't let it go on forever.
Hyde said that materialism dims the true meaning of Christmas.
When Jesus was born, you had basically the two worldviews that I'm talking about in the video that are the rivals that come in and sort of displace a robust Christianity that we really need to get back. The first one would be materialist. And the materialist, of course, he says, look, the world is just made up of the physical universe. There is nothing beyond that.
He also warned that the other opposing worldview to the Christ-centered Christmas is mysticism or irrationalism. The worldview asked Hyde how Christ followers can rediscover the true joy of Christ's birth if they've lost it.
Somebody's got to find the law, get it out, blow it off, dust it off, and then read it. And I guarantee you people will weep, and folks like Josiah will shudder. And that's the same thing that we have to do with our Bible.
Hyde concluded by enthusiastically reminding other brothers and sisters that it is a joy to talk about our God and what great things he has done, including the wondrous, miraculous incarnation of his son Jesus Christ on this earth.
It is fun talking about our God. It is fun talking about the fact that our worldview makes sense.
Matthew 2:1-2 says, Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, quote, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. To watch the short film, go to thelostsecretsofchristmas.com. That's thelostsecretsofchristmas.com. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.